Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to another episode of Living Well with Kathleen Saunders, your weekly podcast where we discuss the financial, physical, spiritual, and social well-being of everyday people like you and me. The information shared in this show is for general information purposes only and should not be used to make any personal changes to your lifestyle or health without consulting the appropriate financial, medical, or healthcare professionals. My guest today is Liz Lawrence. Liz is a graduate of IHN, the Institute of Holistic Nutrition, and she has been a vegan for almost 5 years. During her studies at IHN, she developed an interest in Ayurveda and has joined up with Dr. Jasree Margaret Lambert to open an Ayurveda school in Vancouver. She is currently working on 2 books in her mother tongue of Portuguese to help educate as many Brazilians about the basics of healthy eating using the Ayurveda principles. Her second book is a cookbook, Teaching the Benefits of Healthy Eating. All right. Well, hello, Liz, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to hearing you share why you became a vegetarian.
I am vegan.
You're vegan. Okay.
I'm vegan, but I was first vegetarian before I became a vegan.
And was that because you wanted to do baby steps?
Not really. I'm from Brazil.
Okay.
So over there, meat is everywhere. I would go to a churrascaria, which is a place with only meat all the time. And I was just one day, I felt kind of sick. And I started to, by then I was starting to meditate, and then I started to understand why my body was rejecting that. And then I think reading a lot at the time, and then I started aligning my beliefs with my actions.
Okay.
And then I just cut it out red meat first. I never really liked chicken, so it wasn't my thing, and I always knew there was a lot of hormones, and I was like, no, that's not for me. But I still ate fish, and that was until I went to the Amazon, and then I saw how much life that was and how the ecosystem was, and I was just, I can't eat this life. Like, it's, at the end of the day, it's a life. So I stopped eating fish, but I was still eating a lot of cheese.
Okay.
Until I started doing my research, not too deep. I never watched one of those documentaries because I don't have the stomach for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just read a little bit about it, and I was like, yeah, that's out too.
Okay. Wow. Great. So, you know, I hear you saying that you started off by eliminating meat first,
yes.
Red meat. And then was that followed by chicken? You didn't eat much chicken?
I never ate chicken. It was never my thing. Like, it kind of grosses me out, the texture and everything.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. So how long have you been a vegan?
I've been vegan for 4 years and a half, and I was vegetarian for only like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So almost 5 years now.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. I think I did the vegan vegetarian thing for about 6 months and then reverted right back to meat. And then I've been playing seesaw up and down with it. But I do plan to become a vegetarian and then a vegan, a complete vegan again very, very soon. I just find it to be a more healthier lifestyle. I'll get you to share a bit about that. You feel different within your body. You don't feel so heavy and so sluggish.
When I became vegan, I told my dad, and he was freaking out because we come from a completely meat-based culture,
right?
And maybe 6 months later, I did my exams. I was doing checkups for quite a while, like every 6 months, just checking in, and my health was better than ever. And I'm not just saying this just like, oh, go vegan. It truly was. All of my levels of everything was so much better. And the only thing that I always have to look out for is iron.
Right.
But the rest, honestly, I've been lucky with some of my choices. For example, like B12, before I became a vegan, my friend was ranting on and on about B12, and I was already taking this one that is a Garden of Life. It's a spray, and it's so good and cheap, and it's like it's affordable, and it's one a day, and I was already taking it, so I had no problem. I had an excess of B12 once because I was doing this. I was eating a lot of nutritional yeast, and I was taking some supplements for my hair that had B12 in it.
Okay.
So
you were taking the Garden of Life, which was in a spray form, you say, for your B12?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And nutritional yeast. Yeah.
It's a great option. Yeah, I never realized that nutritional yeast had a lot of B12, so I didn't realize I was taking it so much. Mm-hmm. But supplement B12 is good for just anyone, you know?
What were you supplementing? What sort of foods did you use to get your iron?
Iron, I love lentils and chickpeas. I do love my beans. I'm being Brazilian, rice and beans is something you just find every day, like you eat every day.
Right.
I eat a lot of seeds, I eat a lot of nuts. Potatoes have iron. I think that the key with iron is just combining. You can't combine with caffeine. You cannot have your coffee before or after what you're eating, because that will not let your body absorb. And then if you eat with vitamin C,
right,
it will help to absorb like maybe 5 times more.
A better absorption. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
You know, I
use my lime on everything. I sprinkle on everything that I eat.
I've actually tried molasses, black molasses with lemon juice or lime juice, whichever one I have on hand, and a little bit of warm water. I was recommended that. Someone suggested I do that to increase your iron. Have you ever heard of that, molasses? Well, molasses has got iron in it.
I'm not really a fan. I think it's a really strong taste.
It is. Believe me, it is, yes. Yeah. Also,
no, it doesn't appetize me. So. No.
Yeah, no, well, thank God there's variety out there, so we can all find something that works for us, right?
Yes, and tofu. I'm a sucker for tofu.
Are
now,
you?
Like, now that I learned how to make a really good one, like I eat it all the time. It has a lot of iron and calcium, so I'm good on that.
Awesome, good. I was just coming to calcium now. What sources of foods were you getting your calcium from?
Mostly tofu and tahini.
Okay.
I eat a lot of tahini. Edamame, chickpeas, always the same. I eat a lot of those in different forms. Carrots, they have calcium. Arugula, I love arugula.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And chia seeds, they have a lot. I don't eat as much. I think I had that phase where I did a chia pudding all the time. So now I don't want it.
Yeah, I love that chia pudding. It is good.
But I eat a lot of chickpeas. Tahini and chickpeas are my go-to things. I do in all different forms, and I eat it with everything. So they have a lot. And tofu has more than all of them.
Okay, awesome. Would you say, I know I've heard a lot of people, when we talk about being a vegetarian, a lot of people wonder if it's a safe diet to be on. What would you say to that?
I think the biggest problem is just breaking that, like getting rid of our own beliefs of what people told us it was true. My pantry nowadays has 90% of things that I've never even heard of, that I never even thought it was possible to eat or to transform into food, and they all give me all that I need. But I am an explorer, so if I could tell anyone, it's just explore, open up, like open your mind, go to YouTube and see all the different recipes people are creating. People are showing more and more how it's possible to make like meat out of banana peels, and that has some sort of nutrients in it. Everything that comes from nature, it gives us everything that we need.
So
we just need to know how to prepared. How to live with that, because mm-hmm. we weren't taught how to do that.
Very true. I know a lot of people also struggle with going out, eating out. So do you have any favorite restaurants? What would you suggest if someone was looking for a restaurant to eat out?
So there's two things. One is, now being in Vancouver, it's so amazing because we have amazing options.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I love going to different restaurants and finding vegan options inside of them. I love my vegan sushi. They have, in every sushi place that you go, they have amazing options. But vegan restaurants, they're so amazing. I went the other day to Grano, which is a pizzeria place. So good. Chickpea is my favorite mm-hmm. on Main. Lots of Seed is really good. They have some Vietnamese options, and they're amazing. When I go to the restaurants for food, I usually eat mostly either fast food or something that I wouldn't do at home, because I love to cook.
Nice. Yeah.
So I will never go out and eat what I make at home, because I love my food.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But chickpea is a really good one.
Yeah, I think I just discovered the chickpea flour. So we've been using that quite a bit to make chickpea omelet, which is really, really good. I like that. So tell me, if someone was looking, you mentioned earlier at the start, your transition, how you transitioned from eating meat to becoming a vegetarian and then taking a step further and a vegan. Is that mm-hmm. how you would suggest someone who is considering becoming a vegan or a vegetarian? Share with us the steps, the process that you would recommend them to take. I mean, it's different for everyone, but generally, give us a guideline.
So exactly what you said, it's different for everyone. My sister, she became a vegan. All she needed was just one day. I bought a ticket to watch a movie. It was The Game Changers. Yes. But I went to Brazil, and I gave her the ticket. So her and my brother went there, and they became vegan that day.
Oh,
they
really?
Didn't transition. They just went vegan.
Well, that's cold turkey.
Yeah. The similar thing that we had was that we did our research. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we weren't taught how nature can give us everything that we need, how we can be way healthier. There's a whole culture on milk, for example, being high in calcium. But at the end of the day, it's what gives you osteoporosis. You know, it's just, there's a lot of misconceptions because of the marketing of the big companies and everything.
Yes.
So you got to do your research at the end of the day, and you got to find what's suitable for you. Mm-hmm. I remember spending hours and hours watching recipe things. That was the way that I learned. My sister loves to watch things that teach her how to eat. You know, she just wants to learn. Someone will tell her. I learn by myself because I go to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And some other people do have to watch the documentaries and be scared.
You know? True. Yeah. Well, yeah.
At the end of the day, mm-hmm. it comes down to doing your research and understanding what is suitable for you and your lifestyle, and even the grocery, that you go to your local markets, if they have the options, if you have to adjust somehow, and understanding what vegan options are, because we eat every day. We have our plates. We all have vegan options, but we just, even people that eat meat, they just add something on top of it.
I hear you.
Just don't worry.
Yeah, that's true. What would you say are the benefits, the health benefits of being on a vegan diet?
Well, for once, I lost 12 kilos.
Wow, good for you.
I don't know if that's a misconception, but I did. And my theory is that meat just sits and occupies a lot of space because it takes so long to digest.
Yes.
And you're putting more and more on top. Your stomach is bigger. And as we eat less, your stomach just goes smaller. Mm-hmm. And I'm not as hungry. So that was one. I have a lot of energy. I feel great. I feel like younger than before. I don't know. I just feel great. I don't feel sluggish, you know. Another thing that came with all of that, I quit drinking at the same time. So I think that also helps.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've heard that. A lot of people would say that the first thing they notice is that they lost a lot of weight and that they had more energy. So definitely that's something that I heard. I've also heard it state that people had health concerns, like whether it be heart disease, and those issues were reduced, if not some cases eliminated, on a vegan diet.
It helps. It definitely helps with even more heart diseases, mm-hmm. because it's not so inflammatory, right?
That's right.
If not at all, if you're not eating, because vegan food can be very, it can be not good.
Very unhealthy.
My old roommate, he would only eat rice and potatoes and fast food.
Okay, that was her vegan diet.
So he's not healthy at all.
No, you know, I was gonna ask that: can a vegan be, you know, be unhealthy? And I guess definitely, yes. You've just said that there.
You go to A&W. It's a delicious burger, fries, a lot of fried food. You know, so not everyone eats healthy. You don't have to eat healthy. That's a choice. And I guess being vegan, so if you do your research, which usually people do because it's not a common thing, you don't know what to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So people start researching, and then that's how they get into the more natural lifestyle of eating, and then healthier, you know? So this is why a lot of people are healthy-ish. Becoming vegan.
Awesome. So earlier, before we started actually the interview, you were mentioning that you were coming out with two cookbooks. Tell us about that.
Yes. So one is for, I'm working with Ayurveda. That was the niche that I fell in love with. And Ayurveda is vegetarian. It's not vegan.
Okay.
But I have a vegan lifestyle with that. So I decided I want to do in Brazil it's not a big topic. So I just want to do a book on the basics of Ayurveda and another one with recipes so people can apply to their daily lives.
Okay. So can you just explain what Ayurveda is? Because not everybody might know what you mean when you say Ayurveda.
Okay. Ayurveda is the oldest medicine in the world. It's just the science of life. Ayurveda means the science of life. And we understand how the seasons may affect our bodies and mood and physiology, and how the food that we eat definitely changes all of that too, and the habits that we create. So little things throughout day that will help us just improve our overall health. Not only our physical health, but our mental, emotional, and spiritual health.
Awesome. Great. So you mentioned there were two books coming out. When actually will they be out, and how can one obtain them?
I'm working on them, and they will be in Portuguese for now.
Oh, okay.
So it will be for Brazil. It's mainly for the Brazilian culture, the food there, because thankfully over here we have more options. We can reach out and learn in a faster way, because in Portuguese there's not a lot of things for people to research.
Okay.
So I want to change my community there.
So you've taken all the knowledge that you've learned at IHN, Institution for Holistic Nutrition, and you're going to take that back to Brazil and share what you've learned in your country.
Exactly. I'm hoping to. Brazil is very, there's a big culture on beauty there. And when people, when we talk about nutrition or going to a nutritionist, it's only to lose weight. It's never for health.
Okay.
So I want to help them to see. And I think the whole world is waking up.
Yes,
so I think it is changing slowly, but I want to be one of those tools to help it with the change.
Okay, excellent. So I just mentioned IHN, and that's where you and I met. IHN, yes, again, stands for Institution of Holistic Nutrition. And we were both in, I forget what class, I think it was chemistry.
We did fundamentals and
chemistry, wasn't
it? Biochemistry.
Yeah, biochemistry. Yes. So tell me your experience of IHN, because you've actually now completed the program, which is a 2-year program, and it's located in Vancouver. And so tell me your experience, and actually, how did you find out about IHN?
So my IHN journey was very, it was meant to be. I moved here to Vancouver to be with my sister and understand. I quit my whole life. I used to work with concerts, and I had an amazing job, amazing life. But there was a call in me to be more holistic. And I came here to pursue that. And then I found IHN. When I came in, they stand for everything that I believed. So I decided to do the course. it is a very good course. There's a lot. It will give you basis for everything. As an international student, you have to do it in a year. So I did it in a year.
You don't have the option to do it in 2 years as an international student? You don't have that
option?
No,
you have to do full time.
Okay. Didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, because of the government and the laws. So you'll be working, studying full time and working half time. That's all international students can do when they are in the program.
I see.
And I've learned a lot. I did. There was a lot of, I think like everywhere, right? Everyone has their own beliefs, and I got a lot of knowledge that I could sort it out and see what I believed in more and what I could go to, what would resonate with me more. But the best thing I got from IHN was the community, the people that I met there.
That is so true. Yes. A lot of great people.
Yes.
Good.
And we are within our bubble. We exchange different ideas, and everyone has their own background, right? So everyone has something to bring to the table, which is very good.
Awesome. Very nice. All right. So what are the next steps for you? What do you plan to do now that you've completed the IHN program? What does your future look like?
Yeah, I'm working with the Ayurvedic doctor. So that's, we are thinking, we plan to build a school. Her name is Jessery and Margaret Lambert. And she was an apprentice of Dr. Lad, which he's a big name on Ayurveda. And he gave her the job of opening a school here. So we want to open a Ayurveda school in Canada.
Oh, wow.
And we are working on that every day. It's a long-term plan, of course. And I'm working on that. And then on the side, I'm working on my social media to educate Brazilians and start to build up so I can eventually give courses and the books and just overall just share with the world the knowledge of nutrition and health and not only like the name of the school, it's holistic nutrition, not only food, but all of our diets.
That's right. So how are you finding the Brazilian community to the information that you're sharing in regards to holistic nutrition? Are they receptive? Are they enjoying that? Or what's the vibe
that
you're getting?
It feels like I'm bringing up this whole new world. Everyone's like, tell me more, because they never even heard some of the names like I never heard.
Right.
So I know what you bring to them.
Yes.
Also. It's a whole new thing. And my dad, just this morning, sent me a link showing me that 7 million people went vegan in Brazil.
Wow.
So it's growing, and they are having more options now in the restaurants. Everyone is just, it's changing slowly, but it's going. I think that the Amazon being on fire a few months ago.
Yes.
That helped a lot of the media to show on how what the problem is with consuming so much meat. It goes beyond our bodies. It's beyond only one person. And at the end of the day, it goes back to us because nature is our home. So,
that negative, that disaster had a positive impact indirectly on the country.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. That's awesome. Is there anything else that you want to share with us regarding being vegan or even IHN and what you're doing right now?
I think IHN was a great place for me to be, so I can know what to look for. Even if I was doing, if I was learning there or doing my research outside, they would give me the basis for this research. That was very good. Keep on learning. Never stop learning just because you finish school or anything. Things are changing all the time. Talking about the vegan community, there's a lot of things. It's growing so much. People are putting more money into it. There's a company today asking the governments in Canada to fund the research because there's not a lot of research, and they are finding more and more how it can easily be done, but it was never explored. So now people are exploring, so never stop learning.
That's true. That's good advice.
When I first went to IHN, I remember the first day, the teacher was like, no, you can't have omega-3s from vegan sources. And I was like, no, there is. Go do your research. And then she tells in every class how there is an option with algae. I was just up to date with the vegan because it's my niche, right?
Yes.
It's within my bubble.
That's your passion there.
Just share also.
Yeah.
Share,
I do
share
find
the knowledge.
Exactly. That's why I have this podcast and the sharing. Bring people like yourself on to share the knowledge out there. Because there's so many people out there that just don't know. And, you know, the information is there. But so many people just, I don't know, lack of interest, lack of time. I don't know what it is. They just choose not to go on the internet and find out. So hearing things like podcasts, and we're bringing the information right to them. So,
definitely,
And I find at IHN that we're getting the fundamentals. Definitely of every course, we're getting the fundamentals, and then it's up to us to dig a little deeper into the 19 courses that we have to take.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome.
It gives us a good base.
Yeah, definitely.
And a great community.
I didn't ask you, but I wanted to find out, what was your favorite course that you enjoyed?
Preventive healthcare.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Not only the teacher made it amazing because she was so knowledgeable and she knew how to put it out there, but I think prevention is the best thing. You just have to be preventing. You
Definitely.
Eat well, you do your things, and then you don't get sick.
Exactly.
I haven't been sick in 4 years.
Oh, well, good for you. Excellent. That's really excellent. And that's all based on changing your diet and, you know, having a more...
And lifestyle in general.
Lifestyle.
You cannot
combination.
Only eat well. Mm-hmm. You have to consume good things.
Yeah.
And that is the news that you're watching, the people you surround yourself with, the thing, your books that you choose to read, the Netflix that you choose to watch.
All the information that you put into your mind and what you feed your body, what you see with your eyes and all that.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Everything that goes into your brain.
That's
or your
correct.
Body.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. All right, Liz, it's been excellent speaking with you today. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And
thank
I just want to
so
thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for taking the time out to share your knowledge and to let us know about IHN. And it's a good program to take if anyone's interested. I will leave the address in the description so you can get that information and check out that course, because it's a great stepping stone for anyone who's just interested in learning about nutrition, or anyone that's interested in taking that up as a career. So awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. And take care and have an awesome, awesome rest of the day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed the topic and found something that you can apply to your own life. Don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends. And remember, live well daily.